The city of Fort Wayne has a pretty good idea of the current state of downtown river shorelines. That's thanks to a commissioned report released last summer by the consulting group Biohabitats. It finds that even along the same river, conditions vary a lot, from expansive natural areas like marshes and forests to highly engineered flood walls. Why?
There is a balance that has to go into it.
That's Patrick Zaharico, assistant city engineer and flood control manager. He says different surfaces along the banks serve different purposes, but...
The first priority is protection of the safety of all the people behind the levee.
That's why flood prevention dictates some of the practices on the levees. The city follows standards issued by the Army Corps of Engineers and some other federal guidelines. The city uses what's called riprap, basically rocks, along steeper banks to prevent erosion. Some environmental groups really, really don't like it because it can't hold vegetation and gets sprayed with chemicals. But Zaharico says they're sprayed well within EPA guidelines. Standards also direct that dead trees and some other stuff gets removed, and tall grasses mowed.
If it's natural, we let it continue to grow in its natural state. We are not going out and actively monitoring all the species throughout all the levee. We just want to make sure that it's maintained.
On many stretches of the river, you'll find a lot of invasives.
That's Celia Garza of the grassroots organization Save Maumee. Her group already knew what the Biohabitats report found, that a few invasive species cover pretty much the entire ground level of vegetated levees. The report also found those areas are often too narrow to provide any ecological benefit, and natural diversity is severely lacking, among other problems. Garza says her group removes some invasives, others they're just not equipped to. Save Maumee says riparian vegetation shouldn't be overlooked for its water filtering abilities.
I think that the more money these cities have to spend to clean the water, the more attention it gets on a policy sense, and I've seen that a lot in the last few years.
But a lot of that change has been downstream of us, where they've dealt with major issues affecting drinking water. Garza says the city of Fort Wayne should pay a little more attention to vegetation. Zaharico says they do some planting, but only when there's a critical erosion problem. Volunteer-based Save Maumee is taking on the issue themselves, planting pounds of native seeds some years.
And a lot of what we plant is what we gather from Eagle Marsh and Fox Island.
With the city's riverfront study nearly complete and so-called grand vision revealed, Mayor Tom Henry recently announced first steps will be maintenance and repair along the riverbanks. Pam Holliker and her team is still figuring out the who, what, when, and how of that effort. She's project coordinator for the Riverfront Development Study. She says Biohabitats recommended a comprehensive riparian management plan for the areas along the rivers.
Hopefully, what we hope to get is that for every specific area, there's an action plan, and then those action plan pieces are prioritized, and then there will be a specific cost associated with what needs to be done in that area.
Holliker is hoping for some progressive solutions. The plan hasn't been contracted out yet, and work couldn't start until the spring. Actual change is still a while off, and will be limited to the study area of the riverfront plan. But for all the problems Biohabitats found, they also found that lots of areas have potential for restoration and wildlife management. In terms of levee management, Patrick Zaharico anticipates lots of change within his and other departments eventually.
It will probably take years, if not decades, to get through this and see where we can fully manage and maintain a good ecological system in the end.
For WBOI News, I'm Virginia Elvino.